Well, meanwhile, remember that Mueller report? It got pushed out of the headlines by President Trump's call to dismantle affordable health care. But the Barr letter summarizing that report got Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, thinking of other times. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to sum up a little bit. Mueller left the question of whether the president obstructed justice up in the air. So Attorney General Barr decided there wasn't enough evidence and no collusion, which he defined as an agreement between the Trump campaign and the Russians. But critics are saying, wait a minute, something was going on. There were so many lies, so many people indicted, weird meetings with Russians. So take us to times in history. It made you think of, I want to start with the 2000 presidential election, George W. Bush, Al Gore. It came down to a partial recount. Why were you thinking of that?
Well, the Republican strategy was very similar. In the 2000 election, initially the Republicans declared victory before it was time to declare victory. And then they quickly waited for the media to support that assertion. And as the recount took place, they kept accusing the Democrats of not playing fair, not accepting the results of the election, and they basically ran out the clock. In that case, it was a Supreme Court decision that put an end to the recount. But it was a very similar aggressive media spin strategy that I think they used last weekend right through today.
Well, wouldn't anybody do that? I mean, just seize that report, which we hear actually even surprised people in the White House, seize it as a victory, full exoneration, even though it wasn't.
Well, we don't actually know. And certainly on obstruction, it wasn't a full exoneration, just the opposite, or not the opposite, but they did not exonerate the president. And it sounds like the Mueller report laid out a roadmap either way. So that actually means Congress needs to decide. And Democrats could have focused on that. And I think it's a pretty relevant part of the Barr letter.
Yeah, and that the Republicans seized the narrative. Well, you also see similarities with the Iran-Contra affair. This was the secret pact, 1985, Reagan presidency, millions of dollars in arms sales to Iran, even though Iran was under an arms embargo, in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages, with some of the money from the guns going to the Contras trying to overthrow the government in Nicaragua, and that was prohibited by Congress. So huge scandal. You see what?
Well, first, the congressional investigations and a special prosecutor named Lawrence Walsh, an independent prosecutor, found a lot of wrongdoing in the administration, but ultimately didn't find smoking gun evidence that the president, President Reagan, knew about everything that was going on. Also, Republicans responded to the findings by saying Republicans were doing the right thing. They were trying to protect the country from communism. And the minority report of the congressional investigation, authored by Richard Cheney, basically defended the actions. And finally, President Reagan was very effective at spinning the whole entire affair as this being about the president and the administration trying to fight communism, not about a scandal, and put Democrats on the defense.
And when President Bush was elected, he pardoned many of the people.
With Attorney General William Barr by his side, who supported the pardons, which were incredibly controversial, and defended the right of the president to do so. So not a surprise. This is how he'd react initially to the Mueller report.
There's also been a lot of talk about independent counsel Ken Starr, who published his report on President Bill Clinton's affair with Monica Lewinsky. It dripped with detail. There was a huge backlash. So a new law was written restricting what's made public in independent counsel investigations. And that's why we're not automatically seeing the Mueller report. But Bill Clinton was impeached, though not removed from office. He was tried. And a lot of Democrats now are moving away from impeachment. So what are you seeing here?
Well, the impact of that scandal was immense. Because of Ken Starr, we got rid of the independent prosecutor law. And now the special counsel reports to the attorney general, which is important to the dynamic. The special counsel won't write a fully blown narrative like Ken Starr did. And Democrats remember what happened to Republicans in the late 90s when the public turned against them rather than Clinton. So I think they're very skittish about investigating. They have been from the start, and now they are in some ways doubling down on moving away from investigation.
So the Mueller report could be coming in weeks. Democrats are calling it for next week. That's unlikely. But what is history – is it being written yet, or are you waiting?
I'm waiting. I mean, I'm waiting to actually see the report. All this discussion has been really premature in terms of what the findings are. The obstruction part of that report is most important, and we have to see what House Democrats do with that and all the other issues that are still being investigated about President Trump.
But it sounds, Julian, the one thing you've said, a great takeaway, is that it sounds as if she, who seizes the narrative, the first to decide what this is, no, this is fighting communism, no, this is a full victory, seems to be the winner, at least in the short term. We'll see.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think they won the first weekend in terms of how the response should be played.
Princeton's Julian Zelitzer. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.